Recorded Books presents The Lost Years by Mary Higgins Clark, narrated by Jan Maxwell.
Prologue, 1474 AD. In the hushed quiet, as late shadows fell over the walls of the eternal city of Rome, an elderly monk, his shoulders bent, made his silent and unobtrusive way to the Bibliotheca Secreta, one of the four rooms that comprised the Vatican Library. The library contained a total of 2,527 manuscripts, written in Latin, Greek, and Hebrew. Some were available under strict supervision to be read by outsiders. Others were not. The most controversial of the manuscripts was the one known as both the Joseph of Arimathea parchment and the Vatican letter. Carried by Peter the Apostle to Rome, it was believed by many to be the only letter ever written by the Christ. It was a simple letter thanking Joseph for the kindness he had extended from the time Joseph had first heard him preaching at the temple in Jerusalem when he was only 12 years old. Joseph had believed he was the long-awaited Messiah. When King Herod's son had discovered that this profoundly wise and learned child had been born in Bethlehem, he'd ordered the young Christ's assassination. Hearing this, Joseph had rushed to Nazareth and received permission from the boy's parents to take him to Egypt so that he could be safe and could study at the temple of Leontopolis near the Nile Valley. The next 18 years of the life of Jesus Christ are lost to history. Nearing the end of his ministry, foreseeing that the last kindness Joseph would offer him would be his own tomb for him to rest in, Christ had written a letter expressing gratitude to his faithful friend. Over the centuries.